As the prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. As the prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. The lady of paradise with a heart full of divine grace.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala khatam al-nabiyyin amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again in our new series of program that is entitled as The Lady of Paradise, Sayyida Fatimah al-Zahra radiyallahu anha. As is apparent from the title of the program, that we will be talking about none other than the beloved daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Sayyida Fatimah al-Zahra radiyallahu anha, who was the most beloved daughter of the Prophet. Dear viewers, when we talk about different individuals, different figures who graced this earth, there are many eminent and highly ranked individuals, but then there are some personalities who stand out, who are far more superior than others. Out of them, the Sahaba, they are the most elite. Always remember, dear viewers, that the Sahaba of the Prophet are the most elite awliya of the Ummah. All other awliya, aqtab, aghyath, no matter how highly ranked awliya they may be, none of them can equate to the smallest deed of a Sahabi of the Prophet. And then we have categories amongst the Sahaba as well. Then we have Ashra Mubashara, then we have Khulafai Rashideen, and amongst them we have the Shaykhain Kareemain. And among Shaykhain Kareemain, we have Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, is the most elite after the Prophets. Likewise, dear viewers, imagine a personality who not only is a Sahabi, but is also from the household of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. She is from the Ahlul Bayt, and she is someone who is the most beloved of the offspring of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Imagine the rank and status this very individual would possess. She is known as Khatune Jannat, the Lady of Paradise, and she is known as the leader of the women of Paradise. So dear viewers, inshaAllah azawajal, we will talk about Fatimah al-Zahra radiallahu anha, enlighten our hearts with her remembrance, and inshaAllah azawajal, increase our love for her. Before we do this, dear viewers, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet, the final messenger of Allah, the beloved father of Fatimah al-Zahra sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam wa radiallahu ta'ala anha. It has been stated in a narration, dear viewers, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that he who recites salat upon me once, Allah Almighty showers 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers, when we talk about Sayyidatuna Fatimah al-Zahra radiyallahu anha, there are so many perspectives to discuss. There's so many perspectives of nobility that we can talk about regarding Fatimah al-Zahra radiyallahu anha. We can talk about her acts of worship, we can talk about her taqwa, we can talk about her love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, not only because he was her honorable father, but also because he was the messenger of Allah, the hardships that she bore, the patience that she observed, and so many other things, dear viewers, we can talk about. Inshallah, in our this series of program, in every episode, we will touch upon something new of her seerah. And today, as it is an introductory episode, we will inshallah talk about her introduction. And let's start with a beautiful narration that talks about the eminence, the rank of Fatimah al-Zahra radiyallahu anha, that the Holy Prophet, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, mentioned to a very prominent sahabi, Sayyiduna Huzaifa bin Yaman radiyallahu anhu. The Huzaifa bin Yaman radiyallahu anhu, he holds such an eminent rank that he is known as the secret bearer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would share many things with Huzaifa bin Yaman radiyallahu anhu, which he alayhi salatu wasalam would not share with other companions. The likes of the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, at one occasion, he went to Hudhayfa bin Yaman radiallahu anh, and out of humility, out of his zeal and passion for Iman, he asks him that, O Hudhayfa radiallahu anh, tell me, is my name included among the list of the hypocrites which the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had disclosed to Hudhayfa bin Yaman radiallahu anh? And Hudhayfa bin Yaman radiallahu anh replied that, no, O Umar, your name is not among them. So this is that very companion, that prominent companion, Hudhayfa bin Yaman radiallahu anh. He himself holds a great proximity in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And imagine when there's someone like this who's very close to you, with them you would also discuss very, very important matters. So this narration, dear viewers, is where Hudhayfa bin Yaman radiallahu anh asks his mother once regarding permission to offer salah, Salatul Maghrib, behind the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And he also says to his mother that, please allow me to offer Salatul Maghrib behind the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, so that I can go and ask for my forgiveness and your forgiveness. Eventually, the mother gave the permission, and Hudhayfa bin Yaman radiallahu anh offered Salatul Maghrib and Salatul Isha behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So he's narrating this account, and he says that we offered Salatul Maghrib behind the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and after finishing Salatul Isha, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam left, and I also came behind him. Now, as the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam realized that there's someone behind him, he asked himself that, who is it? Hudhayfa, is it you? So I replied that, yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam now asked that, what is your desire? What desire do you have? And after asking the question, before Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu could reply, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam himself said, Ghafarallahu laka wa li ummika, meaning that may Allah forgive you and your mother. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that an angel came who has not come before today, who has not descended on the earth before today. And that angel, he sought permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to present salam to me and give glad tiding to me. What glad tiding that is? That Fatima is the leader of the women of paradise, and Hassan and Hussein are the leaders of youth of paradise, radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So dear viewers, in this narration, subhanallah, there are many things that we come to know. First, we also come to know regarding the ilmul ghaib, the knowledge of unseen of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that after asking who's coming after him, before Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu replied, he alayhi salatu wasalam himself responded that, Hudhayfa, is it you? And then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam asked him for his desire, and before Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu could present his plea in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasalam gave him dua of forgiveness, the dua for which Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu had sought permission from his mother to come in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam gave the same dua for which Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu had come for, which he radiallahu anhu had not even expressed before the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned the greatness, the rank of Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha and her honorable children Hasanain Karimain radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, saying that Fatima radiallahu anha, she is the leader of the women of paradise. Subhanallah. Imagine, dear viewers, those fortunate women who will be admitted into paradise, Fatima radiallahu anha will be the leader of those women. Not only this, her honorable children of her masters, Hasanain Karimain radiallahu anhuma, they will be the leaders of the youth of paradise. This denotes the greatness, the excellence, the rank of Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha and her honorable children of her masters, Hasanain Karimain radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And this very account took place with Sayyidina Hudhayfa bin Yaman radiallahu anhu, who himself is a very prominent companion, someone with whom the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would share many secrets, which he alayhi salatu wasalam would not share with many other companions. So with him, or to him, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned this very narration, these very virtues of his honorable daughter, Sayyidatuna Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, and his honorable grandchildren, the beloved sons of Fatimah Zahra, our masters, Imam Hassan and Hussein, radiallahu ta'ala, anhumah. Now, dear viewers, let's talk about a brief introduction of Sayyidatuna Fatimah Zahra, radiallahu anha. She, radiallahu anha, was the youngest daughter of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, yet the most beloved. She was the youngest, but she was the most beloved daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Remember, dear viewers, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had three sons and four daughters. The names of the sons were Sayyiduna Qasim, Ibrahim and Abdullah radiyallahu anhum. And the names of the daughters were Sayyidatuna Zainab, Sayyidatuna Ruqayya, Sayyidatuna Umme Kulthum, and Sayyidatuna Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anhun. And Sayyidatuna Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha was the youngest, yet the most beloved. And Sayyidatuna Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha was the eldest daughter. Dear viewers, when we talk about the titles of Fatimah Zahra radiyallahu anha, then it is known that her titles are Zahra and Butul. There are many other titles as well that inshallah we will cover as we go along. But the famous titles of Fatimah Zahra radiallahu anha are Zahra and Batul. Imam Abdul Rahman bin Ali Jawzi rahimahullah says that Sayyidatuna Fatimah Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha was born 5 years before the declaration of prophethood of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So at the time of the declaration of prophethood of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Fatimah Zahra radiallahu anha was 5 years old at that time. Now, dear viewers, let's move on to the titles, the alqabat of Fatimah Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. When we talk about the titles of an individual, then depending on the nobility of the individual, accordingly, the titles are also conferred upon that very individuals. So one perspective of looking at this is the number, the quantity, the number of titles that are given to a person, and then also what those titles actually mean. From both these perspectives, we can analyze the excellence, the greatness of an individual. So when we talk about Fatimah Zahra radiallahu anha, many titles, many eminent titles were conferred upon her. Many titles were given to her, which inshallah we will discover just now. Some of those titles here are also in Urdu language, but we'll also go through the meanings of those titles. And in many languages, subhanAllah, the devotees of the Prophet, they have given the titles of nobility, the titles of eminence, depending according to the norms of their linguistic culture to Fatimah Zahra radiallahu anha. So we will discuss a few titles that are given to Fatimah Zahra radiallahu anha. Ummu Sadat, that's one of them. Then Makhdumai Kainat, Dukhtare Mustafa, Banu-e Murtaza, Sardare Khawatine Jahano Jina, Hazrate Sayyida, Tayyiba, Tahira, Fatima, Zahra, Batul, Zakiya, Radiya, Mardiya, Abida, Zahida, Muhaditha, Mubaraka, Zakiya, Azra, Sayyadatun Nisa, Khairun Nisa, Khatune Jannat, Mu'azzama, Ummul Had, Ummul Hasanain. These are a few titles that are given to Fatimah Zahra radiallahu anha, and a very special kunyah given to her is Umme Abiha. Now, dear viewers, the titles that we've covered, let's look into the definition of this, what they actually mean. Ummu Sadat, subhanAllah, this means the origin of Sadat. The Sayyids, subhanAllah, the crowns of our heads, the Sayyids, where do they come from? They come from Fatimah Zahra radiallahu anha. So she's known as Ummu Sadat, the origin of Sadat. Then Dukhtare Mustafa, meaning the beloved daughter of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Then Banu-e Murtaza, meaning the wife, the honorable wife of Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. Then Sardare Khawateen-e Jahano Jina, meaning the leader of the women of this world and paradise. Then we discussed the title Sayyida, meaning leader, Tayyiba, meaning pure, Tahira, meaning the one with purity. Zahra, meaning the radiant one, the enlightened one. Then we spoke about Batul. Batul, dear viewers, means the one who's disassociated, the one who disassociates themselves. Now, since Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha had disassociated herself from this dunya completely, hence she was also known as Batul, meaning the one who had disconnected herself from this dunya. Then Radiya, meaning the one who is pleased. Then Abida, meaning worshipper. Zahida, meaning again the one who disassociates herself from this dunya. Muhaditha, the one who narrates hadith, the one who mentions a hadith. Mubaraka, meaning blessed. Azra, meaning a young chaste woman. Sayyidatun Nisa, meaning the leader of all the women. Khairun Nisa, meaning the best of the women, the best among women. Khatune Jannat, meaning the heavenly woman. Mu'azzama, meaning the one with majesty. So dear viewers, these were some of the titles of Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha and also what they mean. Now let's discover the reasons for the name Fatima. Why was she radiallahu anha given the name Fatima? Regarding this, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا سُمِّيَتْ فَاطِمَةً لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ فَتَمَهَا وَمُحِبِّيهَا عَنِ النَّارِ, which means that Fatima was the name kept for this daughter of mine because Allah has freed her and those who are devoted to her from hell, from fire. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala states that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that indeed Fatima adopted chastity and Allah Almighty made Jahannam, hell, haram upon her children. So this is one reason, dear viewers, why Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha was given the name Fatima, because she is free from hellfire. Not only she, but her offspring, her children are also free from the fire of hell. And another beautiful reason we find, dear viewers, which is mentioned by Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, says that I asked my mother regarding Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, and she replied, كانت كالقمر ليلة البدر, subhanallah, meaning that Sayyida, meaning Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, is beautiful like the moon of the 14th night, subhanallah. So this again, dear viewers, is one of the reasons why she radiallahu anha had the name Fatima. Now dear viewers, let's talk about reasons for the titles that were given to her, some of the titles that were given to her. So dear viewers, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahimahullah sheds light on this issue, and he mentions why Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha's name was Fatima and her titles were Zahra and Batul. Beautiful explanation he gives. So he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, her children, and those who are devoted to her away from hell, away from the fire of hell. This is why she radiallahu anha has the name Fatima. This name was kept for her. Then, since she radiallahu anha would remain disassociated from this world, even while staying in this world, this is why her title became known as Batul. And then, regarding the title of Zahra, he says that Zahra means bud, the flower bud. So Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha was the bud, the flower of paradise, to the extent that she radiallahu anha did not experience the normal conditions that women normally go through. So Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha was free from those conditions. And the fragrance of Jannah, the fragrance of paradise, would emanate from her, to which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam would smell. This is why her title became known as Zahra. Subhanallah, such a beautiful explanation Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahimahullah has given here, dear viewers, where Fatima, this name was given to her because she and her children and those who are devoted to her, they are free from hellfire. Hence, her name is Fatima. Then we talk about Batul because she was disassociated, disconnected from this world. Hence, her title was Batul. And Zahra, subhanallah. Zahra means bud, the flower. And she, radiallahu anha, was the flower, the bud of paradise. And fragrance of Jannah would emanate from her. which the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would smell. Subhanallah. This is why her title was also kept as Zahra. Now, dear viewers, the other titles, Tahira and Zakiya, meaning pure and clean. So, because she radiallahu anha was brought up under the guidance of her honorable father, of a master, the master of the creation, the final messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So, through the prophetic upbringing, her inner state and her apparent state had attained purity to the extent that she radiallahu anha was even free from menstruation and those situations which other women normally face. As Allama Alauddin Ali Muttaqi Hindi rahmatullah alayh has also stated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that my daughter Fatima is free from menstruation like hurs in human form. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, due to these reasons, she radiallahu anha was given the title of Tahira and Zakiya, meaning the one who's pure, the one who's clean. Subhanallah. Imagine, dear viewers, the greatness of Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha. Imagine the extent of her purity, that she was brought up directly by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Imagine the purity of nafs that she would have. Imagine the inner purity that she would have. Imagine the outer purity that she would possess. Allahu Akbar. It is unimaginable, dear viewers. And she radiallahu anha is the leader of the women of paradise. She is known as the one who's righteous. She is given so many titles of nobility and excellence, dear viewers, that are beyond our imagination. So, dear viewers, in today's episode, we very quickly try to touch upon the introduction of Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, some of her titles, what they mean, and we've also looked upon a few titles, that what was the reason behind her being conferred upon with those very titles. Inshallah Azzawajal, we will continue our discussion on the excellence of Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha in our future episodes. May Allah Almighty shower His choices of mercies and blessings upon the Lady of Paradise, Sayyidatuna Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, and may Allah Almighty forgive us all without accountability for her sake. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
As the Prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. As the Prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place.